back to the hotel together. Be about 45 minutes.
Cool.
We'll just rip and we'll go improvise until then.
As the nice young lady down here said, there's one in every bush. It's true. The problem with... Hey, Greg, you got your guitar. The problem with that theory with RBN is that every one of us is that one. So it makes things interesting.
Hello, we're Camper Van Beethoven. Welcome to our second... post-apocalyptic, post-collapse of Western civilization gig. It's a little new to us yet. I know we all bartered for ethanol and nylon stockings or something like that.
And chocolate.
Chocolate. To get in here tonight.
Anyway, he hired a detective to follow him around.
love you, revolutionary sweetheart. I can see your newspaper face turning yellow in the gutter. It makes me sad, and how I long for the days when you came to liberate us from boredom, from driving around, from the hours between 5 and 7 in the evening. I love you, Tanya. We carry your guns deep within our hearts.
Thank you.
was growing out of my bones. On the soft old towers, flowers growing on an island above. Flowers growing behind a mirror, behind a door. Flowers growing. Flip the canvas or forward flowers. Roll down the stairs, down from the star, where the lies are long, beneath the scissors that are broken.
If you've heard me tell this story before, but we have to do it for this song just because this is the 25th anniversary show. But this next song is a true story. Some of us used to be in a band called Box of Laughs in Santa Cruz, California. And one summer our guitarist moved to Los Angeles for the summer, where he was ostensibly working down there. After a while, I say after a couple of months of him being down there, he started calling us and telling us that he'd actually gotten Box of Laughs a gig with the Talking Heads. This was because he was hanging out with the percussionist from the Talking Heads. Now, it seemed a little improbable to us because we just had sort of this cassette tape that we recorded in our rehearsal space, but, you know, anything could happen. So we started asking questions such as, like, well, when do we play? But what time do we play? How much are we getting paid? Things like this. And we never really got any answers to those questions, but we decided the day before the show was supposed to happen, that we were supposed to open for the Talking Heads in Los Angeles, that we'd drive 400 miles to Los Angeles and take our chances that there would be a show. So when we got to Los Angeles, we couldn't find our guitarist because he wasn't actually living where he said he was living. Instead, he was living in this area of Highland Park, I think is the neighborhood, right? Yeah. Highland Park, all right. Somebody from Highland Park, okay, good. But it wasn't a nice part of Highland Park. And we went there and we showed up, and it wasn't really a crack house that he was living in. It was a little nicer than that. It was more like a crack home. So, and he was living there with the percussionist for the Talking Heads, who clearly to us now didn't seem like the percussionist to the Talking
Heads. He was a fine gentleman by the name of Angel.
Angel, yes. And so we started asking these same questions, which was like, well, okay, this is cool. Well, how come we're not in any of the advertising, though? And, hey, how much do we get paid? I mean, not that we really care, but how much do we get paid? What time do we get there? Do we get a sound check? And it's sort of weird that we're not in any of the advertising or anything like that. And finally, this guy Angel got extremely frustrated by our questioning, and he finally said, Man, I am not talking about that gig. That gig is the fake gig. We're playing on the real gig, which is on a flying saucer above Los Angeles. So we've driven 400 miles for this. And the fucked up thing was, is that he was actually correct. All of this was true. We actually did open for the Talking Heads on a flying saucer above Los Angeles. And this is the true story in song.
My friends, space aliens, are...
Yeah. Permissa, lasciaia, permissa, demoratio. Thank you. watching me. Your face just won't leave me alone. Pictures of bloodshed and you. Images of bloodshed and you. All I ever see is them and you. You're in the sky, you make me cry. Satan's ever lived in West Texas on the holy ground. I knew about the cherubim coming out of the woods for blessing me. Da 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 da.
Lizzie
on our TRS 8.
But the boys are back in town by Thin Lizzy. Frank's been listening to this over and over. While lifting weights and drinking espresso, I'm worried about him.
Thank God I have their mics off on the speaker.
You know,
You know that theory that like every time someone takes a picture of you, it steals a little bit of your soul? I now understand why most real big celebrities are so soulless.
You know, I could take that in a number of different directions right now, although it's fairly unadvisable to our long-standing friendship, so I'll leave it alone.
Well, I lost him.
Oh, that's the wrong key, sorry. Now, back to the song.
Well, I lost an eye in Mexico. I lost two teeth where I don't know. People see me coming and they move to the other side of the road. Robbed a liquor store or two. Made myself at home a few times. Borrowed myself a car when I needed it. I got me a shack at the bottom of the road, fixing cars and giving toes. Spend all my money on the lottery. When I win the lottery, gonna buy all the girls of my block. Go to TV and a bottle of French from here. When I win the lottery, when I win the lottery, I never run a flag up a pole like Mr. Red, White, and Blue down the road. But I never call myself a hero for killing unknown communists. Now I can walk into any old without looking too hard, but I never killed someone, no, no, just because someone told me to. When I win the lottery, gonna buy the house next to Mr. Red.
sounds good. Better shut us down. Better shut us down. I got a job of 50.
virtually every time we play, people come up to me and they say, where's Crispy? You know, we love Crispy, but Crispy's in Australia. Australia's, you know, I don't know what you know about world geography, but I was surprised to find out Australia's a really fucking far, far away from here. But you know, for the last 5 or so years, there's been this guy, Frank Funaro, playing drums with us. Issues with Frank, but in general, you know, he's a pretty fucking good drummer. You know, and we love him so. I just don't want to get too comfortable.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
something at all. We walk across the park without saying a word, and we went to the car for no reason at all.
Still in the monitors.
No more fears.
Assyria, Samaria.
I would fight for hippie chicks. Yeah, I would. Thank you.
stuff like that for sale back there. We'll come out there in a little while if you want us to sign anything or, you know. All right, cool, thank you.
Thank you. with the two end fingers.
Silver at the moon. While
dance to the wonder of your feet, and I sing to the joy of your knees. The cold white dress on the melting grass makes the frozen trees. The maple plant's pattern.
Some CDs and stuff over for sale over there, and You guys can maybe sign something for you. Whatever, fine.
This encore is going to cost one of you a Macallan single malt from the nice Irish bartender.
Two of you.
That would be. You got that? Macallan's neat. No ice. Don't dilute it, please. That's bad.
No, I'm sorry, we can't do that song anymore since we found out that he's actually Greg's uncle.
This is always really dangerous to even begin to do this, but we've got a couple of ideas, but are there any requests?
No, please don't do that. I'll do that one. That's a good one. There's some songs that we've written that none of us actually like, but it's very few. And there's a couple things that you guys are requesting that were jokes. We put their jokes on the record. We're not going to play them.
Tell me. this world has its place in time. Oh,
much, really, you guys are great. Please rest for you sometime. But thank you so much for coming out here two nights and seeing us. Thank you.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're done, so I guess I'll do the sign out here at the Abbey Pub in Chicago on Saturday, November 22nd, 2008. Camperman Beethoven celebrating their 25th anniversary with a couple of concerts here in the Midwest to wrap up the bulk of the year. We got a couple more in California for the holiday run, but this is a very special couple of shows.
Nicholas Lucius. Your card is at the bar. Please complete your exam. Nicholas Lucius, please come to the bar. Thank you.
If that guy doesn't come get his card, I'm going to run up a hell of a tab on his ass real quick. I think he's buying rounds in about 5 minutes if he's not taking care of that. But this is the Soundscape Preservation Society saying what's up. So here we got the left channel and the right channel of the Neumann Cam 140s. The Beyer MV100 was our preamp for the evening, recorded into the Zoom H2 handy recorder at 24 bits, 48 kilohertz original sampling rate. Long show from Camper tonight, a lot longer than last night. A little bonus material out at the end there. Some switcheroo encores. Good stuff. Thanks for coming, and we'll see you in the funny paper, so to speak.